This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. A federal judge in San Francisco yesterday threw out a Bush administration plan that allowed states to build roads in national forests. The judge reinstated a Clinton administration ban on road construction. The timber industry is outraged. The Bush administration has not decided yet whether it will appeal. But in one state, Idaho, the governor is going ahead with his own plan. Sadie Babbitts of member station KBSX reports.
Against a backdrop of maps and charts, Idaho Governor Jim Risch put his pen to paper, signing a petition for managing roadless lands in Idaho in front of glaring camera lights and a packed room.
Let me sign today the letter transmitting the petition to the Department of Agriculture.
With that, Risch handed the state's plan over to federal officials for review. The petition is groundbreaking. With 9.3 million acres of roadless national forest, Idaho has the largest amount of land at stake in the lower 48 states. Governor Risch wants to create new land designations that would allow some degree of development or logging in nearly 85% of these roadless forests. Environmentalists in the state are not at all happy with the proposal.
These are the last remaining remnants of healthy and primitive lands that we have left.
Brad Brooks is with the Wilderness Society in Idaho.
These designations are new in that they're Idaho-specific. Nobody else has these type of designations. My concern is that once these lands are gone, they're gone.
Clinton's 2001 roadless rule sought to keep these areas pristine. But in 2005, the Bush administration replaced that rule with a plan to let states have a say in where roads could and could not be built. Yesterday, the federal judge in San Francisco said that decision was flawed because it had been imposed without the necessary environmental safeguards. Standing in Governor Risch's packed office, Undersecretary of Agriculture Mark Wray defended the Bush administration's plan, and he urged Idaho's governor to move forward.
By partnering with the states, and most specifically with the governor, we could strike the best balance between site-specific accuracy and political closure.
Idaho is the sixth state to submit a plan for roadless forest management since 2005. The five other states, including California and New Mexico, sought the same kind of protections included in Clinton's original roadless rule. Now that Idaho's petition for varying degrees of protection has been submitted, a waiting game begins. David Hensley, the governor's legal counsel, says the ruling may end up causing more complications for the Bush plan. But at least now, Idaho has put its own wishes on the table.
Idaho's voice has been stated. The governor is committed to seeing this process through. The direction of the petition, ultimately, we hope, is promulgated through the rulemaking process.
That means getting the Bush administration plan back on track. Already, Idaho's congressional delegation is urging the president to appeal the judge's ruling. As for Governor Risch, he isn't worried about his petition.
It is merely a ruling on a motion, in a single motion, in a single lawsuit that is really lost in the sea of lawsuits and motions that have taken place since the roadless initiative started 40 years ago.
Governor Risch says he plans to increase his public involvement in fighting for the Bush plan, including joining in any legal appeals of Wednesday's decision. For NPR News, I'm Sadie Babbitts in Boise.